way. So who uses video? Who makes video, uses video? Wow, that's weird. Almost everybody. Who doesn't use? Does anybody not use video? Susan?
Get out.
Wow. Okay. But yeah. You don't. What's the reason that you don't use? Okay.
Policy, smallacy.
That's true. It's out there. The official face is not having video. Okay. And actually, it was funny, when I started at Bowen, we didn't have video either, but we started finding things like that students had put together. And apparently among law schools, there's this big competition at the end of the year, at the end of your first year, because law school is 3 years. And all the schools have to redo popular songs. And I found that our students had done an actually really good job. And so we have that video now on our YouTube channel, so it's pretty cool. But anyway, so who uses video and why do you use it? Somebody holler out.
How about you? Why do you use video? Yeah. Recruiting students.
And we do have candy.
You've got to.
Okay, who else? Okay.
That's good. Okay. I had her.
I can't hum it that far.
I got it.
Okay.
There you go.
Somebody on this side.
I got you if you want it, man.
Oh, sorry. Somebody. Promoted missions. Promoted missions. Engage with alumni. Who else over here? Faculty what?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
Wow. Why don't y'all come up here and we'll sit down?
I like that. I like the illustrate and reinforce marketing messages because, you know, that's what I do. I try to relate everything back to what I'm trying, the messages I'm trying to send. So, and we talked about some of these things. You guys brought them up. One of the ways that I try to use video, I used to be an internal communication specialist before I started doing external. And so I realized that our internal people, the people that we work with, custodians, lunch ladies, everybody at our universities, they're representatives for our brand. So we have to make them understand what's important and why it's important. Another way we do use video is to recruit students. That's something that we've started using lately. Not a lot of law schools do that. They just don't, you know, we're behind the curve, law schools are. You know, we look to undergraduate universities to try to help push us forward.
Back to the internal audiences, you know, we're on the daily grind and morale can get low sometimes, and I've gone out and made some videos, not really expecting to get a response from the people I work with down the hall or whatever. Like, I did a video just of driving around campus and put some music to it and had some of the new buildings that we have. And man, they were emailing me, thank you, that made me feel so good. You know, we have a beautiful campus. And it was like, wow, that made a little bit of a difference. Parents, you know, they want to know what's going on with their kids, especially the helicopter parents. They see the event videos. They want to say, is my kid there? Is he out drinking? Where is, you know? So we do that. We promote events, homecoming, and all these events we have each year. People want to, you know, they'll see you with a video camera out, and they'll come and say, hey, Aaron, when's this video going to be on YouTube? I want to see it. And I'll say, it'll be about a year from now, probably. So, entice donors, foundation, they'll come to us, and they have ideas, and we brainstorm other ideas to try to, you know, they'll send a mailer out and redirect people back to a landing page with a video on it. See some of that later that we've done. So,
and we're all day based. You know, I work with people in the media all the time, and they don't always have time to come out
and get video, get shots of students, and students aren't always there where you need them to be. So making your B-roll database is an awesome thing for all of us to have, because somebody's going to call us call on us in the middle of the night because something has happened on our campus. And if we don't have the B-roll, then they're going to come out there and they're going to shoot cops everywhere. You know, I just, that's one of my nightmares.
That's a negative,
you know,
negative example. But on a more positive note, somebody might have an idea for a commercial, but they need it tomorrow or the next day. And I, you know, normally you would say, there's no way that would ever be possible. But if you have a solid B-roll database, you can go to that and pull clips from different things and put something together that might not be perfect, but it'll serve its purpose. So,
okay. So, okay, who does strategic planning in here?
Y'all all get candy, I mean,
wow.
Or something.
Like strategic planning, like you go and you develop a plan and then you get buy-in and you possibly get money and to accomplish goals, have metrics slapped on the back of it. But the majority of, and I see some of you guys laughing, chuckling, ha ha ha. Like, we don't have time to
Who
do
has
strategic
time for that?
Planning.
Policy.
I didn't, you know, when we rush, we don't tend to think that we have time to do strategic planning, but in the end, it makes us save time. It helps us. So anyway, I Googled strategic planning because, you know, Google is our chief research tool now. And it's a systematic process of envisioning a desired future and translating this vision into broadly defined goals or objectives and a sequence of steps to achieve them. So what it is thinking where you want to go and then figuring out how I go from A to Z and then making a timeline for getting there. So within your packets, you'll see a communication brief. I think it's on the second page right there. This is a tool that I use every time I write a communication plan, every time that somebody comes to me and says, I need XYZ, I've got to talk about career services and how we're getting jobs for attorneys who can't get hired right now. So the communication brief, as you'll see, takes you through identification of stakeholders, takes you through what your messaging needs to be. It takes you through what your metrics will be defined as. And sometimes metrics are this, you know, diaphanous thing that we can't wrap our brains around because we're creative people. But the metrics are really important because they help the business people understand what we're doing. They have the capacity to make my dean understand that I want to bring in $30,000 with this video. And we did last semester because I knew that's what we needed to do. And so I defined that that's what we were going to do. And so it's successful. And so next semester when I go to him and I say, I need another $5,000 to make a video, he's not going to bat an eye about writing the check for me. They provide a foundation for our messaging. If I can have my message down in writing, then I know what I have to come back to. They determine our necessities for our communication plan, and they establish a timeline for the process. As you'll see this timeline on the bottom, and breaking down step by step into what we're going to do is one of the most important things to me. And I use this plan for print, for web, whatever, doing a PR plan. They also help us monitor our execution. So they define our metrics, and then we determine what exactly is going to work. Next, I think Aaron's going to talk about what makes a good video.
Maybe.
You're going to have to go out.
I might. It's kind of interesting with the two other video presenters in here. They might have different opinions. But we wanted to show some things that we saw on YouTube that different universities were doing and different steps, you know, different levels of it. Some are easy to do, some are more difficult. So let's see what we got. And I feel like a doofus because I brought the wrong set of notes. I had all the schools that, you know, I was going to say, this is from so-and-so. So if anybody's here from these schools, stand up, cover your ears. So this is an example.
Members of this, legends.
It's a legend. It is
and
a legend.
And I'm so glad it's true. I appreciate it. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So you can see the pictures are really clear, sharp, colorful. They got great audio to go with it. It's an easy way to start if you haven't started. Or I think if you're already doing videos, you should do this too. All you do is carry a digital audio device.
What?
See, breadth and depth, you should always have your professor say breadth and depth because that is just cool. Okay? And you need
my
an aerial of your campus.
I came to
those are cool.
Was because of its reputation.
They know the Bentley name in the business world.
What else?
When I say I'm from Bentley, right there, they already know.
Now,
so
I like
much
the pace of the video. It goes fast. The movement's good and clear.
Because of
the lot's good.
Breadth and depth of the programs that we
breadth
offer.
Breadth and depth.
A student
again,
can get exposed
come on,
to
people.
Just an incredible variety of
great sound bites.
Students learn the concepts of the discipline, but also they learn those in a way that's
and you can
more
see,
consistent
it's
with
organic
how they want to
be a little bit. Got
job.
The movement going on. It looks real. Look at that movement. I like it. I like the music they put
we
with it. I think
feedback
it all comes
from
together.
Our corporate partners. We're able to adapt our programs.
This is
we
school
don't
in Boston.
Tell them what they need. They tell us what they need.
All I need is one mic.
Like I said, some videos really easy to do. You'll see.
All
I'm
I need is
about.
One mic.
I love the community here. I love being involved.
Crawling through the tunnels in the castle.
The community atmosphere
kids
on
are
campus,
graduating,
just being able to
so
walk
go
around,
and say, what are you
see people
miss?
I know, say hi, and always feel like I'm a part of something when I'm here.
Oh, and free food. Definitely free food.
We're going to miss our friends, Hammond Street, and we're going to miss the Farmers Market and Waltham Group.
Ooh. Oh, running into people in the tunnels in the castle.
That dude's obsessed with the castle. I don't know what his deal is with the castle. We all have things that we think are unique and special at our schools, right? So let's get a video.
In every estate like this one, we have a health center, and the medical is absolutely free. The reason is that is to make the workers as healthy as possible.
I saw a trend where
better.
People were doing stuff.
The company hospital has been in operation for many, many years.
They were making videos of it, and they were doing it in different ways. If a group, a couple of students were
starting
going,
in
they might
the late 1990s, HIV/AIDS
other
came along, and that became a large amount of the services that they provided was palliative care for people that were becoming very sick with HIV/AIDS.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next mascot. Please give a warm welcome to Abby from Auburn University.
Who's got a cool mascot?
Go.
I'm the mule rider, so it's a girl on a mule. I can't really do much with that. But Abby is very popular.
They're
neck of the woods. Tanya hates him because she's an LSU person.
Can you hear me now?
What?
Can you hear me now?
What?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah!
There were, I counted the videos, but I forgot the number. But it was like around 50 videos of Abby on their YouTube. Show it, but I'm gonna show it. All 17 minutes of it. No, I'm kidding.
Put your hearts into all the liberal arts, and that's why I chose Yale.
So Yale did this, you probably all have seen it. It's viral. It touches different audiences. It may not be used to recruit students, but the alumni would love to see this. It got them a lot of publicity, so.
And that's why I chose Yale.
And they hit on something that was topical, something current, and students did this. So that can all, we can all do this at our,
one of the
not
reasons
this,
I chose Yale was like for its housing system. Before students arrive as freshmen, they're randomly assigned to one of 12 smaller communities called residential colleges. These colleges have nothing to do with academic subjects or extracurricular activities, but rest assured, they're quite a bit more than just living spaces. Excuse me.
Yeah, admissions officer?
Tell us a bit more about residential colleges.
Sure thing.
I had to leave that part in. I love that part.
Yale,
okay.
Come from everywhere.
Yeah, let's go back to this. What did y'all think about those videos? cool. How do you, where do you go to start? Which one? The music? I think it's very important. Very important.
So now we're going to talk about indoors. Keep it in.
Do y'all want to watch Double Rainbow now that we have audio? No? Okay.
Yes.
You can never see it too many times. As we said earlier, Tanya and I have different perspectives on insource versus outsource, just because where we work. So
right now, in your packet, we've got a sheet, in-house or outsource. We're going to take something to the room. And think about reasons that you would go both ways.
Okay, everybody have at least one reason? One reason.
All we need is one reason, okay?
All I need is one reason. Okay.
Easier to manage if you do what? Which way? Keep it in-house? That's a good, I like that. I like it a lot.
Sometimes.
It's cheaper? Yeah, it is.
Okay, cheaper.
Am I giving the candy to everybody that gives it
away? Cliffy.
Wait, either one.
Okay. What's a... Okay, so it's a time thing. Okay, better quality. Sorry.
That's interesting, yeah.
Okay, what do you have?
Yeah, if you have students, like he was saying, a communications department, whatever, you can utilize that resource.
Okay, what you got? Oh, sorry. Okay, so that's on both sides. Outsource, got expertise.
And Tanya's side of the room is rocking, y'all. Come on. Where y'all at?
Yeah. It's because I'm dangling.
Yeah. Look. And you can, who likes nuts, y'all?
Yeah.
Just throw the logo at the end.
Okay.
Have freeze frame
I like
it.
You. That could be a selling point, though, on some campuses. Don't you think? What you got?
Well, that's interesting because your administration sometimes does. I mean, they work with us every day, but if they have an expert come in from outside, they might be, oh, yeah, this video is great. That's why you have to convince them, if you're wanting to do it more in-source, that we have the resources here and we know what it takes to make a good video. Yeah. I think you can do both.
Yeah, I can. It's that whole consultant, because somebody who's external has more value than I do, because I'm there, obviously, I have no value. you know.
Yeah.
That Yeah, that's true. And I find that too. But I also find that if you know how the funding process works, there are ways to get, because we're publicly funded. We have to bid out things that are above a certain level. But if I know my vendor and I work with them and I say, okay, invoice me this amount right now, and then we'll, you know, break it out. I don't know if I advise that or not, but I do advise developing a relationship where you can do that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay.
What you got?
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, we have some things that we've touched on pretty much all these. You know, at the bottom, too, are kind of like the barriers that we might face as far as trying to do it ourselves. I mean, others, too, like time, obviously. But
the knowledge and the confidence level are really where Aaron and I kind of battle it out, because I don't have it. I don't. And I don't have the time to acquire the knowledge. So I'm going to find somebody else who can do it. I just don't have it. And I don't feel like, I mean, I make videos. I'll go talk to professors about their research. And I feel like I end up with crap. You know, I just do. It's not what I want to put out there.
And Tanya, if you feel like you're outsourcing and you might have lost control and that, well, I'm giving all the control to him. Well, Tanya still produces her videos. She just has somebody else do the technical part of it, basically.
I arrange the shoot. I, you know, make sure that everything's in order. I do the edits. I don't do the edits physically. I tell him where I want things to be edited. But I just don't have it to do, you know. So after all this, Aaron has had some really great success as far as in-house. So he's going to run through really quick a case study for you guys.
Right before I started, it was about 3 years ago, they had hired a company 2.5 hours away in Little Rock and to make a promotional video they could use for a number of things. And it ended up being a two-year project. They spent $15,000, which might not seem like much, but for us it was a lot. They went up to Little Rock several times. They ended up with a product they didn't feel it was good enough to even send out to anyone, so they just trashed it. So I came on the scene, and they knew that I was a photographer, so they knew I would take on that role. Normally a director of communications wouldn't be the photographer, but they knew I had that skill. So the first week I think I was there, they said, okay, we have Fox is coming to film the commercial that we have signed a contract for them to do, and they're coming on Thursday afternoon. And I was like, Thursday afternoon? Okay, I look out on the campus, and there's like a couple of people walking, but that's all. And so I had to get them in the band room, the band rehearsing. I got them in a couple boring business classes. You know, I didn't show our university, which is alive and has things going on. Because anybody have anything going on exciting on Thursday afternoon? I don't think so. So, you know, that commercial was crap too. They just put the clips together, put a little voice over it, put a little bit of music below it, and they said, here you go. You're welcome. And, are we exiting to, is it going to play? So I'll show you some videos that I've done. I basically said, look, if you buy me a camera and a Mac with the right software, I can try to learn how to do this. I know how to handle a camera. So I enrolled in a class, an undergraduate video editing class, just with the regular students, and there were about 8 of us in there, and I like jumped in head first. And they were all like, slow down, man.
Take a look at Southern Arkansas
University. So this is the first commercial I did.
And you will find more than just a beautiful campus.
And it's not perfect. I mean,
with the low student-teacher ratio, you will be more than just a face.
It was a lot better than what they did.
You will receive that hands-on experience.
Because I was there for a family day. I was there for homecoming.
All the great college experiences designed
around you. I didn't know how to export it very well at that point.
To find out more about Southern Arkansas University, visit us at www.sau.edu.
That's the part I hate most. Like, I'm like, why did I do the scrolling thing?
SAU designed around you.
I used a student for the voiceover. Then people knew I was doing video. And guys, it took off like a forest fire. And the cheerleading sponsor wanted our team to try to get on this MTV reality show. And she said, can you do a promo video for us today? And I was like, yes. And so I called the physical plant and had them bring the lift over. And we used old clips too. Had a video up and down. So I have a fantastic student worker. She's a digital media student. She can edit faster than I can type. She's amazing. And so I get all this footage. I do about 99% of the filming, and she'll edit everything. So I got this for B-roll, but she didn't have anything else to do, so she slowed down every time there was a flash and put this music to it. And I just thought it was one of the coolest things that she had done, but it's just something little we threw up on YouTube. People liked it. I don't worry about copyrighted music, y'all. I just throw it up there, and if they take it off, they do. So these are the Greek games. I love stuff like this, and the students do too. And everybody else who sees it. I mean, the people that are involved with SAU just love it. So I'm gonna piece two pieces together, the beginning and the end, so. Yeah, I film, bring it back to her. We talk about an idea, what we're gonna do, and she does it. So I'm working on marketing, doing other things. She's doing this. This is why the kids find me when I have a video camera and say, when's it gonna be up? Because I wanna see it. Oh, events. We had our centennial last year. We're the Mule Riders, so the name came from early years of SAU. They would ride the mules 5 miles to catch the train to go play football games. It is what it is, y'all. And so we reenacted it. Of course, the president immediately said, Aaron, you have to get video of this and make a video. And we actually made videos for everybody that was here this day. We sent them a video and a thank you card. I'll show you an interview that I did interviews.
I am Mildred Greer Ruff, and I was the 1934 cheerleader. I started in school in 1934. The boys had really quit using the mules, you know, to ride. There were a few cars around, mostly Fords and Chevrolets. But I well remember the mule barn because that's where all the football boys lived.
She was a little boy crazy, I think.
It was in a frame house on Faculty Road. And after football practice in the afternoons, the girls that could get a car would go out and pick up our favorite boyfriends and take them for a ride. But by that time, in Magnolia, there were only 5 paved streets, so we didn't drive very far.
They didn't drive very far, y'all. She's like, is that okay? I was like, that was perfect. I got everything I need. See you later. This is just a minute. This is a video we did for our development office. Like I said, we find a student that has really done great at SAU and was helped by the foundation scholarship.
My name is Monica Coker, and I'm an agriculture education major here at SAU. I'm a senior this year, about to go into my student teaching semester.
Yeah, like she said yesterday, a lot of it came with Final Cut Pro, the studio. I know, right?
Ever since I was able to even understand what scholarships meant and the importance of a good education, my parents have told me, you know, we don't have the financial means that we can get you to college. And it's really cool that SAU had an alumni that was willing to pay for my scholarship so that I could come to SAU. And they saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, and that potential to be successful. And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you to the foundation and all the alumni who have just donated their money and their time to raising funds for these scholarships. We're successful because of you.
I said we have the technical skill to make videos like this. We didn't have all the equipment we really needed. We didn't have the mic, and so the audio kind of suffered.
Will give students like Monica chance to attend Southern Arkansas.
If you advertise University with your local radio station, don't be afraid to call for a favor. Hey, Ken, dude, hook me up. I'll email you this script, and could you read it for me? This is the latest commercial that I've done. If you don't want to use Final Cut Studio Audio, let your band do the work. Thank you. And I wanted it to mirror like the event, the happy action fun students and complete college experience that we were trying to do with our other videos. So, and again, we apologize for all this.
We've talked about how you work it into your plans, how you decide to outsource or in-house. Does anybody have any questions?
Do you
see his
final cut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Whoever wants to go first. Y'all can fight it out. Get in the middle. Yeah. The only reason I used that and felt comfortable because I was just, it was a little event video that we were just putting out on YouTube. I didn't use it for anything else. Commercials and stuff like that, I'll use our fight song or something like that, or the band. But, you know, I'm still starting out. I'm still learning. So we're just kind of playing it as we go.
Yeah. I can tell you that. That's actually what my guy has done too. He's got a package that he's bought, or I'll go out and find something that's in the public domain. A lot of my videos don't particularly, they involve talking, you know, so, which I like sometimes.
You can put music behind it. Final Cut Studio music does get a little old and cheesy, and so we're kind of running down on that.
And actually what we've done, because I've done a lot of the slideshows. The slideshows are just, they're really easy to do with Slideshow Pro, is use stuff that the band has done, like for our Christmas card or holiday card. We did, you know, used the fight song over it. I also, with Slideshow Pro, in doing an add-on to a magazine site that we had for Main Campus, was talking about the applied design program that we have, and they do work in textiles and woodworking, and there's some interesting noises that come out of looms and, you know, you're sawing and, you know, doing those things, and so to layer over that, use those sounds, and so that's a good thing to do too, I think.
Well, I think we ran over our time a little bit, but thank y'all.
And you know, if you have any questions, I've got cards. Aaron's got cards. Come get candy. I know.